Today, we continue with lesson number 53 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We're into the 14th Perek, the second and third Mishnayos. So it's Perek Yudalid, Mishneh Beis. Makel, a stick or a rod made of wood. In itself, of course, is not Mekabel Tumah. It's Pshutei Kliyeitz. It's a wooden utensil with no base kibble, with no place in which it can contain anything. But she'osa barosho masmer k'min chazino, if he put at the top of the stick, at the head of the stick, at the head of the rod, a metal ball, the Rav Bat Nuri says, kind of like an apple-shaped ball. In other words, it's a nail banged into the point of the stick, but at the top of the nail, it's rounded like a ball. Tome, it is mekabel tuma, because this chaziona, this chazina, this ball, is not merely a decoration, but rather it's for a function, because you can bang someone with it, hit someone with it, and harm him, hurt him badly if you can hit him with this metal ball at the end of your rod. So it's a kind of a weapon. Simro, and similarly, if at the head of the stick you banged in several nails, so that the nails are kind of coming out in various ways, imagine like a porcupine with little quills coming out of the top of the stick, is also tome. It's also mekabel tumah, because it too is a weapon. You have a wooden stick, but the wooden stick is merely mishamesh. It's only secondary to the metal chazino ball or the masmerim, which were nailed into the top of the stick. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer Acha Yase Bo Shlosho Sidorim, that if you merely bang into the top of the stick a few nails, that's not sufficient to make it be mekabel tumah. But if you have three rows of nails, then the stick is botel to the masmerim, and it is mekabel tumah because of the metal masmerim. That's a machlokis, and we do not follow Rabbi Shimon. V'chulon, in all cases, all kinds of nails, whether it's like the ball of the chazina, or whether it's nails poking out this way and that from the top of the stick, sha'ason l'noi, if they're merely there for decorative purposes, and not there for a function, they're only there because it looks good, then tahorin, then they are not mekabel tumah, because then the metal is merely serving to beautify the stick. So it's the metal is serving the stick. Metal is serving the wood rather than the wood serving the metal. Also, berosho menikis. If at one end of the stick he has a little metal, imagine like a little metal glove into which he can insert one end of the stick, a little metal tube into which he can insert the stick. So this metal menikis is, of course, serving the wooden stick. So, uvechein vadele. Similarly, if you have a metal tube of some sort attached to the bottom of a door, so that the wood of the door does not get rubbed out. So again, this is serving the wood. The door is wood. So therefore, tahora, any case where the metal serves the wood, it is not mekabel tumah, tahora. Hoysa, however, if this metal menikis, this metal tube, if it was an independent vessel, it was used as a cup or something, and now he attaches it to the stick or to the door, and even after it's attached, it can still be used as a cup in some manner, then tameya, then it is mekabel tumah. And if it was tameh before it was attached to the stick or the door, it would remain tameh. Me'emosai hi taharoso. What point on can this menikis be considered tohor? In other words, lose its original tumah by being attached to a wooden object. Ve'shamai omrim mishiyechabel. Beis Shammai says only if you bang it in such a way that it no longer can be used for its original purpose. Then it loses its original tumah and it is tohor. However, Beis Hillel omrim, no mishiyach haber. Once it's attached by nails to the wooden stick or to the wooden door, so you know it's not going to be used as a cup or a tube anymore. It's going to be used secondarily as something which is serving to preserve in some manner the wooden door, the wooden stick. Then it is botel to the wooden stick. It is no longer a keli in its own right, no longer a utensil in its own right, and it loses its tumah. It loses its status of being tumah. That is Mishnah Beis. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Hakantor shel banoi. A kantor is a metal pole of some sort, which is sharp at one end, which a builder uses to break down walls. Interestingly, the Tiferes Yisrael sometimes gives you Yiddish terms, and he translates a kantor as a moyer brecher, which means a wall breaker. V'hadakor shel chorosh, and similarly, a drill of some sort, which a carpenter uses. So it's metal, and it's used to make holes in wood or other metals, etc. So harael tamei, and these are metal tools, and they are mekabel tuma. Yistos oholim, the stakes which are banged into the ground, to which you're going to tie the ends of a tent so that the tent stays fixed in one place. V'yistos hamashochos, and also the stakes which are driven into the ground by assessors, real estate assessors, who are measuring the distance of from one end of a yard of a lot of plot of land to another end. These kinds of stakes are tumeos, they are mekabel tumah, because they are not serving the purpose of the ground, in which case they would be, even though they're banged into the ground, they're not there to serve the ground, they're there to serve the tent, or to serve the purpose of measuring, and they eventually will be moved from one place to the other, and therefore they are mekabel tumah. Shalsheles shel moshochos tumeya. Similarly, those people who measure the distance of one from one point in the land to another point in the land sometimes use a chain to stretch from one point to the other. A chain is better than a string or a rope because the chain made of metal is stiffer and therefore it measures more precisely. This type of chain is also tumeya, is also mekabel tumah. But ha'asuya le'etzim, if this chain is made either according to the Rambam as a chain to tie together bundles of wood, so you have metal serving wood, or if it's made to measure wood, for example, you sell someone 6 feet of lumber, so you want to measure it with a shalsheles to see if it's 6 feet. So then again, the chain is you being used for wood. The chain serves a wood. The metal serves a wood. Tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. It's mateches hamishameshes le'etz. It is metal which is serving wood. The Mishnah continues, shalsheles deli gadol. If you have a chain attached to a big, heavy bucket, so when you pull a chain which is attached to a heavy bucket and you pull it, lift it up from the bottom of the well, you can't lift it up from a great distance along the chain because it's too heavy. Rather, you come much closer and grasp the chain just a few inches from the big heavy bucket and lift it that way. So therefore, a chain of this heavy bucket of a dli gadol arbo tfochim, only the first four tfochim, the first four hand breadths adjacent to the rim of the bucket are considered attached to the bucket, are considered a yad, a handle for the bucket, and up until that point of four tfochim, it is, this chain is mekabel tumma. But beyond that point, higher or further away from the bucket than four tefachim, is not considered a yad, because the bucket is so heavy that you can't function that the part of the chain more distant than four tefachim away from the dli serves no purpose. It's not going to help you schlep or push or pull the dli. However, the Mishnah continues, Vishel Koton, if it's a smaller bucket, which is not as heavy, then Asora. The first 10 tefachim from the bucket are all considered a yad or a handle for the bucket, and the first 10 tefachim are mekabel tumah. Chamor shel nafochim. A donkey, that's the meaning of the word chamor. Of course, I'm not talking about the animal donkey, but rather we're talking about some type of a metal object which is shaped like a donkey, which the blacksmith sits upon at one end of it, as if he's sitting in the saddle, and he has this big metal vessel or utensil that he's working on and hammering into shape at the other end. So he kind of attaches himself and sits like you would sit atop a donkey, and stretches out his hand to the metal utensil which is attached to the other end of the donkey, and does his work with his hammer. So that's the chamor shel napochim, which is tumah. It is mekabel tumah. It has a definite purpose, a definite function, and it is mekabel tumah. Megera is a saw, S-A-W. So it's a metal object, and it has teeth protruding. She'osa shineha b'sochachor, which you took it and inserted it into a crevice or a crack in a hole in the wall. So now it's kind of attached to the wall. And this saw was tomei before you put it into this crevice in the door. Tomeya, it remains tomei, because it does not lose its original status unless it is attached to the door by being banged into the door with nails. But if it's merely inserted into the door, it retains its original tumah if it became tumah when it was a separate utensil, a saw. Osa'on milamaton lemalon. Suppose he takes this saw and turns it upside down. So the teeth are no longer facing downwards, but rather upwards. Then tahora. Then it is not mekabel tumah. It is not mekabel tumah because it no longer can function as a saw if it's turned upside down. And the Mishnah continues, v'chol hakisuyin tahorin. Lids atop kelim are not independent kelim. They are only secondary to the keli, to the utensil which they cover as lids. Chutz mishel mecham, except for the lid of this large kettle, which is something which was used independently, not just as a lid, but as a pan of some sort with a base kibble. So therefore, such a lid is kashatz kisui, is mekabel tumah. And so we have completed Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet of Perek Yud Dalet, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel of Perek Yud Dalet, and in the process have concluded lesson number 53.